The other March Madness. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, it's the other March Madness. Members of Congress jumping through hoops to get some kind of health care reform passed with billions of dollars riding on who wins. And I know you're saying, Dave, you're into sports. What should my betting strategy be on the health care bracket? Well, like any close game, this one could hinge on the referee, who in this case is the Senate parliamentarian, Alan Fruman, who gets to decide when the filibuster will or will not be allowed. He's like the mysterious guy who switches the possession arrow. Unfortunately, Fruman is so obscure that his last on-the-record interview was 22 years ago. No help there. What about the star players? Well, you have Eric Cantor for the Republicans, plays a tough physical game, kept throwing elbows at the healthcare summit, but he's been using the same game plan for months now.
There's a reason why this healthcare bill is having so much trouble, and it's having trouble on the Democratic side of the aisle, is because the American people don't like the bill.
See, he pivots in the same direction every time. Whereas the president has sent in his three-point shooter, Big Bobby Gibbs, talking smack.
This time next week, you all will be discussing health care that's passed the House and is one signature away from being the law of the land.
So there you have it. Have I milked the metaphor enough? And just like the NCAA, the health care debate has to end by Easter, by which time we'll be sick of them both. I don't know who will win, but I expect a lot of injuries. Mostly twisted arms. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.